RTE Brainstorm. Can I stop drone delivery companies flying over my property? By Catherine O'Sullivan, University of Limerick. Once only found in the realm of science fiction movies, drone delivery services are now an increasingly obvious part of our urban landscape. Service providers such as Mana and Wing, the latter operated by Google's parent company Alphabet, are now delivering an ever-growing range of items to consumers and corporate entities, particularly across the Dublin region, from coffee and pastries to medical supplies and devices. But as the phenomenon of drone deliveries increases, the concerns of homeowners and residents negatively impacted by the rapid rise in the number of flyovers have attracted ever greater media attention. The Air Accident Investigation Unit reported an incident in Dublin in 2022 where a man was struck by a propeller blade which had separated from a drone and fallen on him as he mowed the lawn. Fears in relation to the potential for privacy breaches have also generated considerable attention, as have complaints in relation to the noise generated by the whirring of the drones themselves. Unfortunately, the legal landscape surrounding the use of drones is far from clear. While to some extent drone usage is regulated at both an Irish and European level, with the Irish Aviation Authority playing an important role in this regard, many practical legal questions remain unanswered. Can a homeowner, for instance, prevent drone delivery companies from flying over their property? Or can they sue for trespass where flyovers do occur in the airspace over their home? In the past, it was said that the owner of land owned everything reaching up to the heavens and down to hell. With the arrival of modern aviation, this understanding of the scope of property ownership shifted. Conscious of the need to balance, on one hand, the rights of landowners to enjoy the use of their land, with, on the other hand, the rights of the general public to take advantage of air travel, the courts in England determined that the ownership of land carried with it rights in airspace above the land only to such height as is necessary for the ordinary use and enjoyment of it and the structures on it. This approach was reflected in Irish law via Section 55 of the Air Navigation and Transport Act 1936, which states that a landowner may not sue for trespass or nuisance where aircraft fly over property at a height which is reasonable, having regard to wind, weather, and all the other circumstances. However, these statements of law provide little guidance in answering the questions now increasingly raised with the rapid growth in the use of drone technology. What is reasonable or necessary for the ordinary use and enjoyment of land is anyone's guess. Ireland is not alone in having as yet failed to clarify the law in this area. Almost all jurisdictions are grappling with similar issues. Research from America, for example, also speaks to the confusion existing there as to the scope of landowners' rights to prevent or exclude drones from flying over their property. Influential brands, including Amazon and Walmart, have met tough opposition in seeking to develop policies facilitating the use of commercial drone delivery services. Yet necessity is the mother of invention, and innovative solutions are being proposed. Rather than downgrading the rights of property owners in relation to the airspace over their land, the most viable solution actually appears to be the opposite. The simplest and fairest method of introducing clarity in this area for all concerned, homeowners, residents, and drone delivery companies alike, is arguably to develop legislation clearly defining the height to which private property ownership extends into the airspace. In this model, and conscious of the need to reduce the potential nuisance caused by drones, it could be stated that homeowners' rights include the airspace up to 60 or 70 metres above their property. Drone deliveries currently operate between 50 to 65 metres. Some homeowners or residents will be happy to let the airspace over their property be used, whether in return for payment or otherwise. Where this happens, it could allow for the emergence of digital airspace sharing platforms like Airbnb to facilitate temporary flight paths for drone deliveries. Where homeowners or residents do not consent to such flyovers, an air corridor designated for drone use over the 60 or 70 metre limit would have to be used. It is essential that issues regarding ownership of lower altitude airspace are addressed as a matter of priority. by forcing drone delivery companies in particular to either acquire the consent of landowners if they wish to fly below this threshold or operate in a corridor above it, some of the heat may be taken out of the debate. While this proposal appears to be the strongest solution yet developed, it is not without its flaws. At a practical level, it would, for one, be hard to prove that a drone was flying below the 60 or 70 metre limit and was trespassing. However, technology and data solutions could surely be developed or repurposed to mitigate these risks through the sharing of flight logs or other information captured in flight. Ultimately, the status quo appears unsustainable, and solutions, whether those set out here or otherwise, will have to be found. In the interest of all concerned, it is essential that issues regarding the ownership of lower altitude airspace are addressed as a matter of priority. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, Research Ireland and Chagask.